Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brother Mark.
We talked 24 hours ago here on the air. What and how did the decision get made to bring another youth leader and a couple of kids up to Chardon last night for the prayer vigil?
Well, it was just that, you know, I suggested to be present, and I just thought, I don't know what we can offer, but I don't want to miss what God might do, and, you know, how I can even, just because in our own community, we've had, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we had three young men take their lives, which just doesn't make any sense, and we've had two students killed in automobile accidents in another part in Holmes County down near Millersburg, and, you know, just the senselessness of that, and I've been very intentional trying to lean into that, not knowing what it means, because I don't know that any of us really understand it, but then wanting to live in that, and thought, this is something that we just needed to go see what we can do and offer, and so that's what we did. And I was very deliberate about the students I took. They're two incredible young men that are both on a faith journey right now, and we're close friends to one of the boys that committed suicide, and just trying to process that, and you know, don't want to talk about it because part of it's that, you know, not sure what to do with it. So that's really what the impetus was, and then.
I guess before we talk about last night in Chardon at the prayer vigil, let's talk about this too, because with the ministry you have at New Hope Community Church and in that Tri-County area, you have obviously been walking through some very, very deep waters with your young people over these last few months already.
Yeah, I think it's the messiness of our lives, you know, and it's how it gets played out, and, you know, it's the beauty of the social networking also creates a lot of confusion, and it's trying to help them process what that looks like, and just sitting in the idea of that life is uncertain, and like I said yesterday, you know, Chan talked about leaning into it, that, you know, we don't know how much time we get, and not to miss that, and at the same time realizing this isn't all it's about. There's another life that comes, and that's why we need to talk about it and need to engage it and talk. Why does a 17-year-old boy take his life when he seems to have everything going for him? And it's like, we don't know.
Tom Repke is here. He's pastor to students at New Hope Community Church. So, Tom, you know, as we look to what happened in Chardon last night, how close did you actually get to the site?
Well, when we came into town, and it's been a while since I've been to Chardon, when I was working for Cornerstone, Randy Darling was a good friend, was there a lot of times just to meet with him, but we had to walk about 2 miles. We parked out by, and then had to walk in, and it was incredible. As we started walking, it was clear that there were a lot of folks there, and we ended up just only getting out in front of St. Mary's, but that experience, too, was just, you know, here you are in a sea of humanity, and I'm looking in the news blogs this morning, and you know, they said thousands. I'm guessing, just from my experience, that we were easily 5,000 people outside the church.
Wow.
And it was quiet. I mean, it was like we were having church outside. I mean, it was amazing, the engagement. It was loud when they had the fire truck engines on, but when they turned those engines off, you literally could have heard a pin drop the entire time. It was just incredible.
Tom Repke with us. He is the pastor to students at New Hope Community Church. He was at the vigil last night. We talked with him just 24 hours ago. So as the vigil progressed, were there things that stood out to you, not only in terms of the silence, but in terms of what was expressed and what was happening around you?
Well, yeah, even as we walked up, they had a large screen projection outside just because of for overflow, and what song was playing was Laura Story's Blessings. And we've just started playing that in our youth room here as the kids have sung it the last couple of weeks. And the poignancy of that is that we don't know what life offers us. And, again, that being present and living in it. So it was clear that people were singing along with it, even though they didn't have the words. And that was a huge encouragement because it meant that, you know, there were some Christ followers here, the people who were kingdom walkers and were there to be present. And then as they sang other songs, then we, you know, Here I Am to Worship wasn't the next song that the kids sang on the choir. And then as the, you know, the words were offered by various adults, the only one that I really knew was when, and I was surprised, to be honest, but wasn't surprised, I guess, sort of, was when Governor Kasich took the stage. And you could tell he you know, and I don't know how anyone can take a stage in that context and offer, you know, what do you say? I mean,
right.
How do you offer anything that's going to be encouraging? But what he said is just, and nobody's talking about it. I think that his words were probably the most poignant words offered last night.
And he said?
He said, pursue him.
Hmm.
And, you know, what was amazing, I'm going to lose it here, because, you know, when he started talking about his own story, which I didn't know. I mean, I've known the man. I've had him speak for me when I was at the university. And I didn't realize that he had lost his parents to a tragic automobile accident in 1987. And it was amazing how out of his brokenness, he stood before this community and offered them, you know, he says, I don't know it. I didn't understand it. My mother died before I could get to the hospital to see her. But students and adults, all I can offer you, and this is as close as I can get to his words, because I was just sort of blown away by it, is that pursue God. Pursue him with all that you're worth, because he will find you. He will meet you where you're at, and he will meet you in your brokenness.